Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Alrighty, welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Merry Christmas to you. I hope you're not listening to my voice on Christmas Day, but if you are, God bless you. And if you aren't, when you do catch this episode, I want you to know that you were in my thoughts this year. You're in my thoughts all year, as I am eternally grateful for you and you sharing this with this show with your friends and sharing it with your family. And thank you for taking the information that you get from the show, putting it into action, and sharing your successes with me. Those are my favorite emails to receive, and they are my favorite posts to read as well. I am at my mother's house. All good news on this front. Thank you for everybody for your well wishes. She is pulling through like a trooper. Everything is clearing up, and she's going to be just fine. And so, yeah, blessings. And I'm really grateful and grateful for all of you that keep sharing your thoughts and your prayers with me. I really appreciate it. They did not go unread or unrecognized, so thank you very much. I am in the car pulling another podcast car episode, a little too loud in the house. It is Christmas Eve as I'm recording this, and you can only imagine I had to come out here to get some silence just so I could be with you. Alrighty, so I've been fortunate enough to have a number of you on the show this year. Share your successes, and I'm going to have even more of you on in 2018, because it's going to be a great year. I really feel good about it. There was a ton of success to be had in 2017, and there's going to be even more in 2018. You've got to go get it, though, right? It's not like this year is going to be easier. That's not what I mean. It's that you're going to be better. It just can't be any other way. You are better right now than you were this time last year. That's just how repetition works. You've put in the work in 2017, and through that repetition, you became better. Repetition is the mother of learning. The more you repeat an action, the better that you become at it. But you all know that, right? That's nothing new. I certainly didn't come up with that, but it doesn't make it any less true. Alrighty, so today's episode, it's a very special episode for someone that I met first in one of my private Facebook groups, and then this past week, I actually met this person in person, in Scottsdale, Arizona, Hugh Jensen. And Hugh responded to a question that I had asked inside of this particular Facebook group. What's your most urgent, quote-unquote, need to know around your real estate investing right now? And he responded with finding deals. And that's pretty popular. And I replied back with, what have you done thus far that has worked? And if this is your situation as well, but if your biggest need to know right now is how to find deals, particularly in this market, what have you done thus far? What have you done thus far that has worked, right? What around your participation has produced results for you? What has worked? And I asked Hugh this question. He replied back with, I networked with realtors, other investors, investment clubs, estate attorneys, funeral directors, junk removal business owners, and word of mouth. And I replied back with, and I'm going to reply back to you as well, what could you do more of? What do you know to do that you're not doing? What could you do more of? And he replied back with, everything, I suppose. And that's typically, it is the answer. It's the answer for all of us, really. And particularly that stuff that does work, we could have done more of that. Or stuff that we know to work, we could have done more of that as well. And he replied back with, it would be great to develop some reliable channels in order to get some consistency and be less chaotic. Nothing seems more steady than anything else. Got it. I'm feeling you. So Hugh, this episode is for you and everyone else that struggles with the same, establishing reliable channels to create consistent lead generation. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to show you specifically how to find deals in a market when there seemingly aren't any to be found. Okay, so But before I help you with this, there's a couple key words and phrases inside of Hugh's comments I want to touch on. You know, he shared that his networking has worked in the past. And I'm not surprised, right? It is the best way to generate leads. It might not be the fastest way, but it is the best way because, you know, by paying for those leads, you can go fast, but by creating those relationships, you can go far. It is a people business, and the more you interact with people the right way, the more business you're going to do. There's no exceptions there, okay? Then he's looking for something consistent, something less chaotic to create resistant results without the chaos. Well, to do that, you need consistent activity without chaos, right? Essentially, you need a system. That's what a system is. It's consistent activity without chaos. It's organized consistency. And if you have organized, consistent actions, then you're going to get organized, consistent results. And then he mentioned, nothing seems more steady than anything else. And that's why you need more than one marketing line in the water. You know the garbage removal guy? You know, that's not going to be your only source of deals. It can be one source and it could be a great source, but you're going to need more lines in the water. So I'm going to give you a system to work, how to work your networking that's going to produce massive results for you. And those results, they're actually going to compound over time. But before I do, I don't want you to abandon your direct mail. Don't abandon your website articles. Don't abandon all your social media efforts. Don't abandon your bandit signs. Don't abandon your door hangers, your car signs, your handbills, everything else that you're doing. You need multiple lines in the water, okay? And, you know, like I just mentioned, for those things that cost money and money, if money is an issue for you, just simply create a budget and using any extra funds that you have toward that part, as much as you can. You know, if you don't have tens of thousands of dollars to go out towards direct mail to drive your entire business, which most people don't, right? You can get there. You can get there rather quickly as well. You just start allocating, you know, your profits accordingly to your direct marketing. But until then, what do, right? You have to take whatever you got and allocate your extra funds for that, whatever your dream. If you really want it, every extra penny you have, it should go towards that, okay? Whether it's real estate or anything else, whatever your dream, if you really want it, if it's really important to you, every extra penny you have should go towards that. You have to make sacrifices for what you want right now over what you want most. You got it? You have to make those sacrifices right now to get what you want most. Now, with that said, if you don't have any money, and I can relate because this is exactly how I started, I had $0 for marketing efforts. So you have to exchange that literal currency for sweat currency. So I'm going to give you a system to run that works on sweat currency. That will work especially in this type of market. That's the good news about it. Meaning inventory across the country is pretty low. That's no secret. It's what you'd call it a seller's market. And in a seller's market, deals, they can be hard to come by. In every market. So don't feel like your market is special. This is across the country. So Hugh, I feel you. I understand. I got started in this particular type of market. But on the bright side though, when you hear about inventory being low, when you hear that in the media, and Sam, you brought this up to me recently. Sam is a new client of mine. When you hear about inventory being low and you hear it being a seller's market, when you hear terms like that, what you're hearing are more realtor terms. What you're hearing are more retail real estate terms. Retail real estate terms. People that want to sell, right? That's the good news because that's not who you're looking for. You're looking for people that need to sell. Those statistics just come out of the people that want to sell, not the people that need to sell. They don't even reach the statistics. And people need to sell, right? Because they're experiencing some sort of financial, personal, and or property distress. And unfortunately, these types of problems, they happen to people daily. Yet fortunately, you can swoop in and save the day. You can help them solve these problems. And they'll give you equity, which is what you want, in exchange for the peace of mind that you'll provide, which is what they want. They want that peace of mind. They want the problem to go away. And they're going to give you equity in exchange. So that's how it works. So you want to be at top of mind with everyone you know when these types of problems happen to people that you and your network knows. Alrighty? So I could talk for hours about why what I'm about to share with you is so important. I could talk to you for hours about how it works and why it works. I can go really deep into the theory and the psychology of this. And perhaps I will at a later date. That might be an entire episode all by itself. But I want to get to the nuts and bolts of this. Let's get tactical. Because if you get this part wrong, you're going to really get frustrated. And perhaps some of you already are with the fact that your phone's not ringing as much as you'd like it to. Not ringing as much as it used to. You know, you're frustrated because you've got more money going out than is coming in right now. And you're getting a little bit concerned about that. And you're feeling the pressure with the bills that are coming in. And you're wondering and perhaps even fearing that this market is never going to turn around. Like, what have I got myself into? And you're wondering, are you going to make it in the meantime? I mean, all you really want, though, is, it's simple. All you really want is the phone to start ringing. You want to make consistent profits. You want your money concerns to disappear so you can sleep at night, right? And you want the confidence so you can survive in any market. If you do this part right, what I'm about to share with you, all of that is yours. I'm going to show you how to get all of that. So I've got five hot principles for you. Principle number one, it's a people business. It's a people business. Number two, contact your contacts. That's number two. Three, give before you ask. Four, follow up forever. And five, create a reputation. Which one of those do you need more? Which one of those are most absent in your business? Understanding that it's a people business, contacting your contacts, giving before you ask, following up forever, or creating a reputation. I mean, being intentional about creating a reputation. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so let's go over these. Number one, it's a people business. Actually, I don't think I've ever even said this before with you. So forgive me for not sharing this fact with you. But this is a people business. Every property you ever buy or sell will be from or to another person. So to do this business, you need to interact with people and interact in a way that they like you, interact in a way that they trust you, and interact in a way that they believe you to be competent, that you can get the job done. The point being here is you have to work with people, all right? And you have to work with them in a favorable light. It's if you can't handle that, you got to go find a tech business where you never have to look anybody in the eye, all right? You got to go find something else to do. So that's number one. Number two, you have to contact your contacts. You know, if you have to work with people, you can't wait for them to come to you. You have to go to them, whether that's face-to-face, whether that's via phone, whether that's text messaging, whether that's email, whether it's direct mail, and or all of the above. And if you noticed what Hugh said earlier, who he has gotten deals from, it's a wide array of people. He mentioned realtors. He mentioned other investors. He mentioned investment clubs. He mentioned estate attorneys. He mentioned funeral directors. He mentioned junk removal business owners. And word of mouth is where he's gotten deals from, right? Your contacts need to consist of people that are directly or indirectly connected to the distressed property owners that you're looking for. The distressed property owners you have solutions for specifically. Okay, so that's number two, contact your contacts. Number three, give before you ask. You got to give before you ask. You got to become a person of value to the people that you want to extract value from. This is a biggie. And a lot of people, they mess this up. They go in for the kill or the close or the ask way too soon. It's going to be tough to build relationships with people that are going to send leads and deals to you if all you ever do is ask for things and take things. You have to become a person of value to your contacts. You want them to think of you first when the situation you're looking for ever arises. Or think of it like this. Here's a different way to put this. You want to guilt them into calling you with leads and deals. You want to be of such high value to their database, to their database, that they actually go out and try and find deals for you. You want to guilt them into calling you with leads and deals. And you do that by giving them what they want first and over-delivering. Okay, so you got to give before you ask. Number four, follow up and follow up forever. You know, one phone call, one email, one chance meeting at a RIA club, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to create a relationship. No, your mission is to build relationships with strategic people. And to do that, steady communication will be required. Think about all your other relationships. You know, whether it's your best friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your the people that you hang out with on the weekends, your childhood friends, your school friends, those that you've maintained steady communication with, you've got the deepest relationships with. Those that you've lost contact with, those relationships have probably waned a little bit, right? So steady communication is required or there is no relationship. And everything up to this point is going to be for waste if you don't maintain steady communication, if you don't follow up and follow up forever. That's number four. Number five, you got to create a reputation. I want you to be intentional about creating a reputation. You have to think about your, I don't know, your, for lack of a better word, your legacy, so to speak, right? Up to this point, you've created a reputation as a likable professional that's looking for distressed property owners, right? That's how everyone knows you. If you've gone out and you've met the people, you've contacted them, and you've maintained this consistent follow-up, and you've become a giver over being an asker or a taker, you know, you're creating a reputation as a likable professional that's just looking for distressed property owners. And you have a reputation of offering a lot of value with your giving nature. But your rep needs to be bigger than that. It needs to be bigger. Being a likable giver is not enough. Your reputation needs to include that of being trustworthy, competent, and grateful. Basically, you have to be a good person. And you have to have a reputation as someone that knows what they're doing and does what they say they're going to do. You've got to follow through. You've got to perform. You want a reputation of being a performer, of getting the job done and making the person that gave you the lead or gave you the deal, you have to think about making them look good. And then you have to act on the back end of making them feel good by expressing your gratitude. Whether that's some gesture via just a personal nature, a gift, or a thank you card, or anything, it's or even a referral fee, something like that. You got to express your gratitude if you want to keep this going, okay? You have to create that reputation and be intentional about it. So those are the five, right? We got, it's a people business. You got to contact your contacts. You got to give before you ask. You have to follow up forever, and then you got to create a reputation. So here's the system. Here's what there is to do. Hugh, this one is for you, all right? And everyone else, particularly if you're struggling a little bit with lead generation right now in this particular market, you're having trouble finding deals, it doesn't seem like there are any deals, and your budget, your marketing budget's getting a little stressed, here's what there is to do. All right, so first, there's three components that you can access. First one is networking groups. Second is online classifieds. Third is signs. Okay, physical signs. And I'll get to each one of those in detail right now. All right, so networking groups. So I want you to go to Google once a month. We're coming up on January 1st, right? Beginning of the year. Maybe even right now, after you listen to this episode, you can go to Google and search all the RIA meetings in your area. Search all the networking events. Go to the Chamber of Commerce, see when their meetings are. Go to the Rotary Club. Go to BNI or LATIP. Those are networking organizations. Go to anything that you can find with entrepreneur groups. Go to any groups that have your special interests. You know, if you like wine tasting like I do, go to meetup.com and search wine tasting in your area. If you like hiking, go to meetup.com, search hiking, whatever it is that you're into. And just anything where people congregate. And first look for business people, but look for anything where people congregate and fill up your calendar with these events. Okay, fill up your calendar. And these times will be breakfast. Sometimes they're breakfast meetings. Sometimes they're lunch meetings. Sometimes they're dinner time. Sometimes they're, you know, they're happy hour time. Sometimes they're out in some remote location because you're going to go hiking, or you're going to go, I don't know, smell the flowers, whatever it may be. But put them on your calendar. If it doesn't get scheduled, it's not going to get done. All right, so you have to schedule them. Put them on your calendar and then go. You have to go. Okay, putting them in their calendar is not just enough. You have to go. Don't go empty-handed either. Always take a property flyer with you. Always take a property flyer with you. And, you know, if you don't have a deal to sell at the moment, use someone else's. And you can use ours if you want. There's no excuse to not have a property. Be resourceful. Don't abandon your intuition. By the time we're done with this episode, you'll have more than one source for properties to market, all right? And when you go, other thing is, I would recommend getting really close with the organizer. Get there early. Ask how you can help. Ask how you can be of service, how you can be a volunteer. If you get in good with the organizer of that group and you become a person of value to that person, all of a sudden that person will inherently become a advocate of you. All right, they're going to promote you to that group. They're going to give you some extra time to that group. They're going to recommend your services. It might not happen on the first meeting. So if it doesn't happen immediately, don't say this didn't work. It's relationships. It takes time to build. But that's where you can start creating your reputation. right? Next is take every opportunity at these events to stand up and speak. It's a people business, and you can reach a lot of people in one big swoop. And the people that stand up and speak and do it with authority and with a purpose, they get respect from the group. They get respect because most people in that group are afraid to do what you're doing. So consider that. And even if you're afraid to do that, understand that everybody else in the group is afraid to do it too. So there's no reason for you not to stand up. And when you do this, sometimes that's with a microphone at the front of the room. Sometimes it's at a round table, introducing yourself to others. Sometimes it's just one-on-one, face-to-face. But anytime you have the opportunity to speak, speak. And make sure people know who you are when you speak. They got to know who you are, what you do, and who you help, and who or what you're looking for. Okay? Basically, just be nice, be cordial, work the rooms, and collect business cards. I want you to collect as many as you can, because this is where the system begins. And do it without being weird. You know, do it by being a normal person. The reason I even say that is because sometimes you go to these events and you just have one person just walks around and hands out business cards and doesn't even say hello. Hi, here's my card. Hi, here's my card. Hi, here's my card. Don't be that person. And don't be the person, hi, can I have a card? Hi, can I have a card? Hi, can I have a card? No, that's weird. Don't do that, okay? But at the same time, you want to collect as many business cards as you can. So, and the other thing is don't try to close any deals at your first meetings with people. Don't go in for the kill too soon. Don't be that person. My favorite move is if the other person initiates and wants to close the deal with me, like if they like what I have to say and they want to close the deal right now, like it's not even me initiating it, it's tough to resist, especially in the beginning, but resist. Compose yourself. Act like you've been there before and set an appointment for the next day and just say, hey, this is, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with you about this. There's a lot to it. This is probably not the best place, but would it make sense for us to get together tomorrow morning for coffee? Okay. And then just continue a small talk, set the appointment, continue. Now, next day, this is what I want you to do. Pull out all your business cards and enter them into your CRM, your customer relationship management system. If you don't have a CRM, you need to get one. I used to say, you know, spreadsheets and you know, 3x5 index cards, that will work. And it will work to a certain level. But it's going to take a lot more discipline and a lot more work on your part. So you need a CRM, okay? It's a database. We use REI Solutions, REI dot Solutions, if you want to check that out, which just made some significant upgrades that makes this system that I'm walking you through right now, makes this system much, much easier. There's a lot of automation involved. And as we go on, you'll understand. But when you get the next day, you're going to take these business cards, you're going to insert your contacts' names, email, phone number, and physical address into your CRM, and then contact the person. You got to call the person to say, hey, nothing more than it was nice meeting you, and say, I'd like to know more about your business and the type of clients you're looking for. Would it make sense to get together for a quick cup of coffee? Okay. Again, that question is, I want to give to you. You're being a giver. It's not, I'd like to get to know more about your business and see how you can send me business. No, I'd like to get to know more about your business and the type of clients you are looking for. Would it make sense for us to get together for a quick coffee? And set an appointment if you can. Some will be open to it, some won't. That's fine. Most will, though, however, right? Because they were out networking just like you were, right? They were there looking for the same thing. They are likely hoping to hook up some business as well. And there's not one other person in that room that called them up and asked them, can we get together for some coffee so I can discover how I can send you more business? Nobody said that to them, but you did, right? You're being a giver before a taker, a giver before an asker. But your goal is this right now. Like I said, some will take the appointment, some won't. But your goal is this. One, to get complete information about the person inside of your CRM. A lot of business cards, they don't have physical addresses on them anymore. Okay, but you want to get that physical address. And two, discover who their ideal client is. That's what your two intents are. One, you want to get complete information on the person. And two, you want to discover who their ideal client is. Because when you have that information, once you have that information, then I want you to send them a personal handwritten note. A personal handwritten note. You can't underestimate the power of this little tool. Seriously, look, the more high-tech our businesses become, the more low-tech your customer service needs to become. And personal handwritten notes, they've always been a powerful business builder. This is nothing new. They've always been a big tool in the world of business, in the business of building relationships, the business of getting referrals. But they are more powerful today than they have ever been. I mean, with texting and email and Snapchat and Facebook and all this stuff, all this tech stuff, a personal handwritten note in the mailbox that looks like someone took the time out to actually handwrite and send it to you, more powerful than it's ever been today. And if you implement this practice in your business consistently, with persistence, you won't need a marketing budget. Now, here's where a lot of the magic starts to begin. Inside your CRM. Okay, inside your CRM. Again, we use REI Solutions, but most CRMs, I think, will do this. There's a lot of them out there to choose from. But after you send your handwritten note, you categorize your contact. You can give them a category. Are they a seller? Are they a buyer? Are they a lender? Are they a realtor? Or are they just a general business person? You're going to meet a lot of general business people. You see, once we categorize them inside of REI Solutions, what it does is it activates an automated follow-up sequence where they receive an automated email 2 to 4 times per month, a text message every other month, and a voice message every other month. And then a reminder to you or to us every other month to actually place a call to inquire about their business, to actually call them every other month or so. So we'll call them 6 times a year physically, and then we let the automation do the rest. And this practice performed consistently, this is going to compound and snowball. And here's how the more people you meet, and the more you know about the types of clients they're all looking for, you're going to be able to start making some really great connections between people, giving people what they want most. They want business just like you do. They're just like you. And once you start filling up your database and creating this consistent communication, you're going to understand the needs and wants and the haves of your database. And you're going to start to be able to make connections. This is when you're going to start really becoming a person of value. Sure, you can send gifts and all this kind of stuff, but that all costs money. What people really want, they want business. And if you can start making those connections, boom, wow, pow, you start creating amazing relationships, okay? So that's the system for working your networking groups. All right, Hugh, I want you to create a system out of what has worked for you in the past. If you create an organized system, you'll create consistent results without the chaos that you're looking for. Okay, so that's one place you can do in person. You can also do this on all of your online classifieds. It's starting to rain here in the car. I don't know if you can hear it. It's kind of cool though. Good little vibe, good little background. All right, so on your online classifieds, I want you to exercise a variation of this exact same practice in as many online classified websites as you can, like Craigslist, and there's a bunch of others. If you go to Google, and don't abandon your resourcefulness and your intuition. Please don't say, well, which other site should I go to? Just go, and if you go and type in websites like Craigslist, you're going to get a list of 20 of these to go to, okay? And each of one of these online classifieds, go to the properties for sale, the properties wanted sections, and just start calling people. Just start calling. Your mission is to get their name, email, phone number, and physical address, just like if you were at a networking group, so you can send them a personal note. You want to get that personal note out. You want to get all their information out so you can put them in the follow-up system. So you put them in your CRM so you can activate your automated follow-up system. So for example, when calling properties for sale in Craigslist, now when you do this, you're going to find realtors, you're going to find wholesalers, you're going to find investors, you're going to find FSBOs. You might even stumble upon a small bank or a small fund manager. You just never know. But you'll call them, inquire about what they were advertising. Hey, I saw this property. Tell me about it. Okay, well, I don't know if that's going to be a good fit for me, or maybe it is a good fit for you, whatever it is. Okay, but just have normal small talk. You don't have to be weird about it. You're just having a conversation with a normal person who's looking to sell something. You just want to see if it's going to work for you or not. Now, if it is, then go ahead and try to put a deal together. Maybe it's a good deal for someone that you've already talked to. Okay, or maybe it's something that you think might be a good deal for someone that you're going to talk to. Just make a note of it. But if it's not, don't hang up. Oh, okay, that's not for me, and hang up. No. Ask the person about their business. Inquire. How does your business work? And be inquisitive. Be interested. You might discover some amazing insights. No, you will discover some insights or strategies that you can actually use in your business. Get to know them. Ask them about what they're doing, what they're looking for. How's this working? What strategy is giving you the most results? Da, 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 da. Okay? Then my favorite question. This is a great relationship builder. might sound something like this. As you're wrapping up this conversation, it's coming to a natural conclusion. Just before you go, well, you know, I've got to run. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. But before I go, though, as you can imagine, I run into a wide variety of people doing what I do. I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis. If I should come across your ideal client, how would I know, and how would you like me to introduce them to you? Woo, that's powerful. How would I know? Describe to me what your ideal client would be. And when I come across them, what's the best way for me to get them in contact with you? How would you like me to introduce them to you? That question is golden, all right? And listen, now you got to listen. Take note of the answer. Not now, you got to listen. You should be listening the whole time. But you really want to listen, take note of this answer, and then think about all of your previous calls and be thinking about this on your subsequent calls. Where can you make a match? How can you get in between a deal? This can be a very lucrative strategy, just doing this alone. I mean, think about it. I can't think about how many times I was able to wholesale a property because I knew a buyer that was looking for the type of property another seller I had spoken to had. And I just got in the middle and I pull out a fee for myself. You can do the same. And you can do this with realtors. You can do it with lenders. You can do it with buyers. You can do it with sellers. You can do it with FSBOs. You can do it with investors. But you got to put in the work. You got to meet the people. And you got to find out what they're looking for. And you got to put in this work. You got to put it in consistently. I mean, if you just did this an hour a day, I'm not saying you have to call every single name and every single classified every single day. No, but just log in 10 to 20 calls and send and collect those information, input that contact data information, send the personal note and take note of what they're looking for. Put that, record that in your CRM so you have record of it. All right. So that's number two. Number three, signs. Yeah, actual like for sale signs. You can do this, you know, just as you're driving around town, you know, all of a sudden turn your radar on, turn your antennas up, open your eyes, open your ears. And when you see bandit signs, when you see FSBO signs, when you see for rent signs, call the people, find out how their business works, get their information, plug it into your CRM, and then let your CRM do 90% of the following up for you and build relationships. Another way, a great way to build local relationships with people, that people that are out there doing the work, they're hustling. This is who you want in your database. Because you're a hustler now too. This is how you do it. This is how you put in the work. And this over time in all three of these categories, it's the same thing, just pulling contacts from three different sources. I'm telling you, just imagine your 2017, if you did this an hour a day, just an hour a day, if you did a half hour a day, who would you know now that you don't know right now? How many deals could you have gotten in between by talking to buyers and sellers? Just by talking to buyers and sellers, 10 buyers and 10 sellers, you should be able to match up 3 to 5 of those people with each other, right? So just small, little, consistent actions like this. Over time, there's never should never be an excuse that I don't know what to do. There's just too much information out there, and it's so easy for you to access. You have to put it in an organized system, and this system works. And the reason it works is because I did it. I did it. I did it with half the resources that you have right now. All right, real estate investing, it's a people business. And this is how you build a people business. I mean, you can spend thousands of dollars on marketing campaigns every month indefinitely to create expensive leads, or you can invest in relationships to generate free leads. This is gonna help you, the first one will help you go fast. The second is gonna help you go far. So which one should you do? Should you go fast, be more concerned with that, or should you be more concerned with going far? Which one? I say both. Do both. I mean, you're gonna generate leads right now via your marketing campaigns, and you're gonna generate leads later and forever via your relationships. Most people don't do the latter, or at least not with intention. So it takes a really long time, right, Hugh? I mean, you've probably got, you're a nice guy, you probably got some good relationships out there, and someone calls you every once in a while. Happens on accident. It's not with intention. But you can really accelerate and control this process, and accelerate and control it significantly by focusing on these 5 principles I shared with you today. 1, understanding it's a people business. You got to build the relationships. To build the relationships, you have to contact your contacts. You have to give before you ask, and you have to follow up. You have to follow up forever. This is a new family member to you. Think of it that way. You have to stay in touch, and then you have to be intentional about creating your reputation. And that's how you find deals. when there seemingly aren't any to be found. There are always deals. They just not might be in the same corner or the same well that you found them all before, but there are always deals. In our world, in our business, when we're looking for people that are under some sort of distress, there are always deals. Life happens to people every single day. And unfortunately, when life happens to people, a lot of times that is accompanied by distress, and people need you. They need your help. And they're willing to give you equity in exchange for your assistance. All right? That's how you produce in any market. That's how you have the confidence to move forward, regardless of what the market conditions are, regardless of what the headlines are saying, regardless of what the news is saying. So get yourself a CRM and start using it to build relationships. I mean, imagine if you have just started this practice just 5 years ago, or even just 1 year ago, think about how many people would hold you in high regard right now. Back then, that would have been the best time to start. But right now is the second best time to start. If you're consistent with your activity, your results will be consistent with you. That's how you eliminate the chaos, you. Consistency wins. Consistency wins every single time. Organization and consistent organization inside of a system eliminates the chaos and it produces consistent results. Consistency beats talent when talent isn't consistent. You got this. If you don't have a CRM or you're looking for an alternative or an upgrade, right now at REI.Solutions, they have a 7-day for $7 trial. They have that going on right now, which also gives you full access to the Epic Pro Academy, right? So $7 for 7 days. And if you don't like it, you can cancel and no harm, no foul. You're only out $7, right? So go to REI.Solutions to redeem that. That's REI.Solutions. There's not a .com. There's not a .net. Kind of outsmarted myself a little bit when I chose this domain name, but it seemed so cool when I got it. But a lot of people have trouble finding it. So it's just REI.Solutions. That's it. Hit enter and boom, you'll be taken right there. And you can take advantage of that offer. Alrighty, so that's it for today. Merry Christmas to you. Enjoy this time with your family. Between now and New Year's, God bless to your success. I'll see you next year. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.